The after-hours office party is an integral part of South Korea's business culture. Typically, a boss takes his staff out on the company card for dinner, drinks, and then some karaoke. The outings are meant to build team spirit, but for many female employees, these late-night sessions are something they dread. From Seoul, Jason Strother reports that thanks to the Me Too movement, some bosses are starting to listen to their workers' concerns.
Korean office parties usually go something like this. Known as hwaesik, they start off with dinner, maybe at a barbecue joint. And throughout the meal, copious amounts of alcohol are served. It's considered rude to refuse. But the party doesn't stop here. On their boss's order, colleagues then go to a karaoke joint. But instead of singing in front of total strangers, co-workers pack into private rooms that can fit a dozen or so people. And the drinking continues until midnight or later. For some, the fun stops here.
I don't think my colleagues or bosses tried to put me in a difficult situation intentionally, but they were sometimes too drunk, so they did something that wasn't necessarily pleasant to me.
That's a 39-year-old government worker I spoke to. She asked that I just use her surname, Jun, out of privacy concerns. She says it's just not singing that goes on inside these rooms. Jun says her male colleagues would insist on slow dancing with female staff.
The body was very close to each other, and that was very unpleasant.
Jun says pretty much every Korean woman she knows has had experiences at a hwaesik like this. And back when she was starting her job, Jun says she didn't feel that she had the power to directly say no.
That can be some friendly gesture, but sometimes you feel it's a little bit of sexual harassment. I don't know if I can put it that way, but I felt that way sometimes.
Some observers would put it that way. Lee Jinok is president of the advocacy group Korean Women's Political Solidarity.
South Korean men are not ready to accept women as an equal partner to work in the workplace.
Lee says statistics back that up. In its 2018 Global Gender Gap Report, the World Economic Forum ranked South Korea 115th out of 149 countries. And a report from the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development reveals that Korean women earn just 63% of what men earn, and only 56% of women are employed. It described gender equality here as a, quote, uphill battle. Lee says this partially explains why some women have a hard time refusing their boss's requests, even if that means closely dancing together inside a karaoke room.
So what it means is that it's about the power hierarchy. It is hard to say no because it can affect their working condition or like a sustainability of their career. It's particularly because women's the position in the labor market is very vulnerable. It is quite hard to have their own voice.
But some women are raising their voices.
Me too! Me too! Me too!
At a women's rights rally, protesters call for greater gender equality and an end to sexual assaults. Lee says demonstrations like this are having an impact across society.
Thanks to the Me Too campaigns in Korea, women have started to say no, and also the norm of working culture has been changing.
Lee says young Korean women and men are not afraid to speak out about workplace sexual harassment. And bosses like Lee Tae-ha are listening. He runs a PR firm in Seoul and employs about 30 workers. Lee says more and more Korean bosses recognize the potential for abuse during rounds inside a karaoke room called norebang. And that's one reason why he lets his employees choose what they want to do during their office parties.
We go to movie together. Go to norebang, go to baseball game, you know, soccer game, or you know, go to musical, which costs some more for the company, but company happy to pay for. So we have many different things.
There are signs that Lee isn't the only Korean boss giving staff different options. One indicator is that a record number of karaoke joints have gone out of business, about 1,400 in the past year. A report from a local economic research group says changing office culture is the main reason behind the decrease. It not only finds that these outings involve activities other than singing, but often wrap up with a coffee instead of booze, and staff head home by 10 p.m. Lee Tae-ha says Korean bosses are starting to respect their employees' work-life balance.
Because some people do not want to spend more time. They want to go back home. And some people do not drink a lot. Some people do not sing well. We realize the differences of individuals.
Ms. Jun, the government worker, also sees differences in Korean office parties.
I think in general, people have forced less to drink. We have less pressure to drink. The older generation, the seniors, start to understand this, so they don't really force it anymore.
And now that she's in management, Jun says she makes sure no one is forced to drink or do things they're not comfortable with. Jason Strother, RFI, Seoul.